Okay, we're going to begin Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Just in Ligabe, the Ha'aris that we ended off with in the last Chabura, which when we get to the second Daf Yud Aleph, especially the last Ha'ara about the two Lashonos in the Gemara, so we'll see there's a long Bi'ur HaGra on it, and to understand what was bothering the Gra, what the Gra answers, and from that will be a lead towards if the Lashonos are arguing or not. So we'll wait for that. Over here the Mishnah begins with Kol Isha Sheish Vest Daya Shaita. Din in Tyrus that Isha has a vest, so when she gets her Iya, we assume that it came at the time of the vest, and we don't have to be Metame what she came in contact with the Mafreya. So the Mishnah goes on, Ve'elahin Havestis, Fahekis, Ma'ateshis, Chashers, Fafi Kresa. She fule ma'eha, shefas, chmintzma moiris, oichazin oisov, chenka yitzven. Chosh kavala shleishapam harzeves. So the Mishnah seems to say that to be kaveya, you need three times to be kaveya the vest. There's a din of kolishesh the vest, dayashaita, that's one din. There's another din over here of kolish kavala shleishapam him harzeves. Tanina Chadazin, we already learned once in the beginning of the Masechta, Kalish Sheish Leves Dai Shaita. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. Awesome, the best is the Yaymi, Hach, the best is the Gufa. Kediktani, Elohim, best. So it's America, it's my Tash, Chashas, be crazy, just put them out, Shefas. So now, what the Gemara Pashtas is saying over here is that you're right. It's true in both places. It's true. My best is the Yaymi, and it's true, my best is the Gufa. Over there we're talking about Vestas the Yoimi, and over here we're talking about Vestas the Gufa. Kumar says, V'shefas, Shefas ha'shaf v'azla. I'm all the brother of Elah, V'shefas, dam tami dam nitech dam tar. Which this alone also, this teretz, what does it mean, Shefas dam tami nitech dam tar? So we're not going to go into now. It may come up in Kufbei Tes. In the different Acharim over there, and then we'll discuss it over there. But what we do see over here is, and this is what the Rishonim are handling over here, the Rosh, the Rashi, and other Rishonim, is that just like we find by Kfitzes, just like we found by Kfitzes, and the Viral Vamaral, that this idea of a Vesta Morkev, of Yamim Kfitzes, so too by Vestis Aguf, there's something called the Vesta Morkev of Yamim and the Vesta Guf. And therefore, if she was piyaka or Rish Chodesh and she saw, says the Rosh, she needs to be chayshish now for the piyuk and also for Rish Chodesh. The Rosh goes on to continue with different cases. I think we read it into last time, where he goes on with different scenarios of piyaka. In the Rosh itself, it seems to be a little questionable because in the beginning of the Rosh, at the end of the Rosh, let's start with the end. At the end, it seems like the reason why you have to be chayshish for the haflog of 30 days, because Shemet Tikva Vesta Morkav. It seems like we're worried that maybe she's creating a Vesta Morkav over here. In the beginning, it sounds like you have to be Chayish for Rish Chayish, because maybe she's being Kaveh for Rish Chayish. It doesn't mention anything about Morkav. Rish Chayish alone is a Chshash, which is Mashmeh even without a Morkav. And Ma'ani Yontav points out, he doesn't say it like this, but he points out, he's Mitzayin to the Torah in Kuf Peites, which Taka doesn't mention all the Chshash of Shema Tikva Vesta Morkav. The Torah leaves that out. The Torah all he says is, V'chosh, then maybe she's being Kaveh, a Vesta Vavavavlog, a Falamidyayim. That's what the Torah says. Beis Yosef on that Torah says, the Torah could have said that V'chosh, Shema Tikva Vesta Morkav. But the Torah doesn't say that. And in the Rosh, like I'm saying, the Rosh in the beginning seems to be one way and at the end, the other way. Now, the Torah and the Rosh are both talking about where it's Piyakov Leirasa. But if, let's say, Rosh Chodesh passed and she wasn't Piyakov and not Rasa, what's the din? That the Rosh doesn't speak out. What happens when Rosh Chodesh passes and she's not Piyakov and not Rasa, what's the din? So the Beis Yosef kicks in. And the Beis Yosef speaks about it, he says, if she wasn't piyaka after the first time, she ain't chashashes oy loy se yoim. Avadai nichoshesh is the par mishena. Now, why we're not choshesh for a vesta morkiv? It's important in the Rashba and the Tor that a vesta morkiv, in order to be oikar a vesta morkiv, you would have to have that yoim with the vesta gov. Right, just the yom alone without the vesta guf doesn't show us that you oikah the vesta morkav. You would have to have the day came with the guf, with the vesta guf, and she didn't see. But if just the yom alone passed, it's not necker. So we also, even though it was offered the yom and she didn't see, the ma'isa saif, there should be a din that she has to be chayish for the yom achayish, because maybe she's being kaveh a vest ha morkav. So why does she not have to be chayish for the vest? For the yom. So okay, we'll see the Sidri Taira. The Sidri Taira in Kufbetes Islam and Aleph. Over there, he says that was the Shulchan Aruch, and that was the Rashba. The Rashba and the Shulchan Aruch say that it's not neka until you have the yom havest, the yom with the vest aguf. That's only leinian to be choishish for the shah sapiuk boisa yom. But that she should be usher the whole oynus haves, that avadis neka with just the day alone passing. If the day alone will pass three times and she doesn't see, she doesn't have to worry about the day. But the shas, so therefore we could say that the Beis Yosef is talking about that day, that avadis she has a bechosh for the day. But it could be the shas, maybe she would have to. Okay, this is something we have to keep in mind before we get more into, because it's still tzarchim, because what about in a case where she was piaka on a different day and she didn't see? So then the halacha is that we're not chayshish for piaka alone, but she still has to be chayshish for the piak on that same day on the chayish, because maybe there is a morkav, and that's not necker until you pass the vest and piak lerasa, which we'll see. Again, I'm saying the Chavos Das and Sivkat Olam Dal doesn't speak about this yet.
So that's
what
Mashman the Rush is.
So that's
all.
What?
I remember. It's like an extreme. Is there any salsam in the Rush to say this?
Exactly. So that's why, again, we're going to have to see the Beis Yosef straight with the Siddur Taira, and the Chavos Das is the one that shows on it directly. So when we get there, we'll see that. I'm just pointing out points throughout the Sugya that we get. Like I said, the Chaynim and the Sugya are the Mefarshim and the Shulchan Aruch. There's a Tesefta over here. Tesefta says, Tesefta is in Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, that Haroye me oynes daya shaita. Haroye me oynes daya shaita. Vezehu me oynes, what's called oynes? Piaka verasa, kofza verasa. What does he say there? Hiksa bala verasa. Nasam Maso Kavi Virasa Zehu Oinus. That's what he says. Zehu Oinus. That's called Oinus. Okay, there's different Gersen in Tisefta. This is the gross Gersen in Tisefta. Question is, in the Mishnah, we call it a Vesta Guf. So why is the Tisefta calling it a Vesta Oinus? And in the Mishnah it's Muchach that we don't say Vestis by Vestis of Dai Shaita unless it happens three times. Right? That's the end of the Mishnah. To have the Vest, you need to be Kaveh three times. Now, if it's Mashmi even once. So the Rishonim speak out that the Mefahekes, right, we saw Taisvis on Tazam Gemam and Alf, other Rishonim. Mefahekes over here is not Stam that she's Mefahek or Ma'atish. The fahekes, which is a vesta gof, is that it goes for a shorish time. It's not a normal fahekes. So perhaps that's the term oinus in the Tosefta. That's all it means. It means it's not an oinus. Just means it's just not normal. It's normal to be mefahek. It's normal to be matesh. But such a mefahekes, such a matesh is. That's oinus. That's not rogel. And
doesn't it put it together with
and
things
the,
that are
what?
Doesn't they have to put it together with things that are oinus?
Yeah, it does. And we know that she could, you know, the idea of here, what the Rishonim bring out, that it's, it has to be a type of piyuk that's connected with the Re'iyah. That the vest is machas the piyuk. It's coming goes to the piyuk. So that's what the Tosafot is saying, that this piyuk is like other vest is machas oinus. Just like machas oinus, we know it's coming machas the oinus. So to this piyuk, dafke this piyuk. Dafke this piyuk is doima to other oinsim that's coming machmas the Re'iyah. Yeah. Just like by oinus, we know that this is what caused the Re'iyah.
Yeah.
So this mefahekes that we're talking about in our Mishnah is a type of mefahekes that causes the Re'iyah.
Didn't we bring care from the Rashba and the Ramah?
We brought a machlekes.
And the Ra.
Yeah.
We both, weren't both of them saying that the vest causes
different
the...
Different nuschois, but then you had a kash on the rush, right? You had a kash on the rush yourself.
You say that, but...
So I want to answer your kash on the rush with this Tosefta.
Right, but I think there's
more
than
one
on the rush. The rush says it's simanim.
Yeah, it's simanim.
Simanim aren't causes.
He's talking about piyako, which is a different type of simen. It's a simen. I've got this simen. Why isn't our cause? This is a type of piyako. A type of simon, which is a cause, just like by oinus.
That's what Tosef is telling you. A simon intrinsically is not a cause.
Take it or leave it. The Gemara says, Hasan Vest is the Yayim. No, I'm saying you don't have to, I'm just pointing out. The Gemara says, Hasan Vest is the Yayim. I'm not Mechashin Halacha on it. Just a thought, which we'll see more about it as we go into the simon. There has to be some connection, no matter what we said with the Baum R and the Rush, but there's still going to have to be a connection to the Re'iyah, and we're going to have to figure out what that is. Which, it's not, it's getting me nervous, this thing, because it's already Rosh Chodesh Adar, and Purim is in a month and a half, and we have a long Siman Kofei test ahead of us. Okay, anyways. So here, Hasan Vesta is the Yoimi, Hacha Vesta is the Gufa. So the Pashas, like we said, the Gemara is telling us that the Iker Din of Dayashaita, there's no nafkamina. Gemara just wanted to tell it to us by both. Told us by Yomi, told us by. If we take a look at the Balm R. The Balm R is a sug is on the Ravid. Over here, Ois Tezain, I think it is. In Ois, nice Yidza. No, one second.
What?
Ois Yidzain. And Tikkun HaVestis. So the Baal Ma'ar over here wants to say that Be'emes, what? The Baal Ma'ar wants to say that Be'emes, the Din Kvi is best. The Din Kvi is best. The Gabe, Daya Shaita, is different than the Din Kvi is best, Le'inin Isser. They're different. The Le'inin Kvi is best for Isser, everyone will agree. Sai Rebbe and Sai Reb Shem Gamliel, you need three times like by Shar HaMuot. That's what he says, V'avgav damrina vesta is v'Shar HaMuot k'Reb Shem Gamliel. La mechlal the Rebbe polig la b'kvi'is vest. Chiev shalom the polig Rebbe b'Shar HaMuot. Hakriyav b'Shem lo Shar HaMuot. Mikra mali hu mitzvah shulshin. El estami stami didami l'puktar the Rebbe Reb Shem Gamliel naktinan. V'lei amri b'kulo halacha mechlal the pligi. That about everyone agrees when it comes to being conveyed the vest, everyone agrees, Rebbe Reb Shem Gamliel, that's three times like by Shar HaMuot. Why is that so? Because the Din Kvi is vest, is not totally the Machlek is Rebbe Reb Shem Gamliel, Le'ini Chazaka. Rebbe Reb Shem Gamliel arguing about Le'ini Chazaka. And therefore, that which is Mavur early on, the Yud, that according to Rebbe, it's enough two times for a vest. That's leaning the din of daya shaita. The halacha is akuri same. The ain lemeidem imenay. Darim beperkama kulik rab lezav vest is sovel karebi ki itmai he leaning daya shaita itmai v'loy leaning kvi is vestes. The halacha is akuri same. The ain lemeidem zumizu. And we don't learn from it. So the bavar over here comes at the beemes. The din of daya shaita is not totally at all in the din of Kvi's vest. Kvi's vest, everyone will agree, you need three times the mitzvah Shar HaMuot. And that's because Kvi's vest is through the three times that it happened. It took place three times. But the Indian of Daya Shaita is the Din of Chazaka. It's the Din of Chazaka. So therefore, that's Taloi and the Machlek is Reim Shem Gamliel if Chazaka is with two or three times. Now, over here by Vest is the Gufa. We find that the Rabbanan hold that the Kfir's Vest is with one time, right? Like the Shmuel says. Shmuel says, Hari Amru the Yamim Shnayim, the Vest is Achas. Now, even though we don't Paskin like him, we hold that also Vest is a Gufni three times. But one could say that that's Lini Kfir's Havest. But Lini, the Din of Dai Shaita, Bamis is not totally in the Din Kfir's Vest. In Chazaka. And therefore, will be possible to say that Enoch Nami, you need three times for Kvi's Vest, but for the Din of Dai Shaita, maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel is Maida to Rabbanan, that's enough even with one time. Because somewhat of Chazaka you have, even though it's not a Kvi's Vest. In other words, maybe we could split the two. What I'm trying to say is that Lefize, you could learn the Gemara, you could learn the Gemara, you could understand the Gemara, that Hasam Avest is the Yoimi, Hakam Avest is the Goofy, that there's a specific Chiddush over here, the Dina, in Dayashaita. That means, also by Avest is the Goof, we're not going to say over the Dayashaita until the Kaveh three times. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that we need the Mishnah to teach us the din of Dai Shaita also by Vestis Agov. Not just that. So it says over there, it says over here also. In order to teach us that the din of Kvi is best of three times. And as you could have said, it would have been possible later to Balmar to say that the din of Dai Shaita is also without any Kvi is best. So it sounds like there is somewhat of a chiddush over here in this. Okay, what I want to really point out here is the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos the Rambam over here in Hilchos Tame Mishkav Amayshav in Parag Gimel, the Rambam says as follows: Halacha Hey. Isha sheish lo vest veros dam b'shas vesta daya shaita. Isha has a vest and she sees dam b'shas vesta daya shaita ve'en it tmei l'mafreya. He gives shas vesta v'lebot ka'atz malach yom bot ka'atz v'mot zedam harizu tmei l'mafreya. He b'chesed nid v'shas vesta. V'zui tumas vesta is hamur b'chol makim. That's what we refer to by tumas vesta. Halacha vav. Kol isha sheish lo vest targish ba'atzma. Any isha who has a vest, she's going to be margish it. She'll either be mefahekes, or mesateshes, or cheshesh pikresov, she pulim eho, or exhausted some rudis, or roisha kovid aleho, if you're real kevedim, chayitz beilo. A isha who has a vest is going to be margish it with one of these types of hargashis. Yesh isha shadarka liris beis shiyascho ba mikrecha me'elu miyad v'tchilasim. There are women that they get their iya as soon as they start this mechosh. V'yesh isha shetamtim v'mikre zeshoishtayim v'achakach tira adam v'soif ha'vest. There are women that at the end of the mechosh they'll get the vest. Right, the vest, the mechosh lasts for an hour or two. Then they get it. But kol ish is the best targish ba'atzma. Take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Yisuri Bira Perches. Rambam Omiya says Perches Yesh isha sheish the best Yesh isha shein the best. This Ishu has a vest, the Ishu Shein a vest. Eloi Targish Ba'atzma, and she gets a dam until the dam comes out, the Ein Lo Yom Kvu L'Riyasa. She doesn't have Yom Kvu for her Riyasa. Second. Okay, I can't. The binding doesn't allow me to see the Magnishadi. I don't know about. Okay, so halacha beis. The koydim shiyave hadam targish ba'atzma. Before dam comes, she's a mimargishit. The fahekes umesateshes v'chayshes v'pikreisa. The shipule meha v'istama sa'aras b'sara yicham b'sara v'chayetz v'wayris elu. V'vola vestis elu oy echomem b'shara kvula miyom vesta. Now, the Rambam leaves out over here Roisha ve'evra kfei nala in mitami mishka Moshe, he brings it. Over here he leaves it out. It's not hard to think about. But what's before here in the Rambam in both places is that l'chayra, there's no such thing of a vest hayoyim. Every vest has a vest ago. In order to have a vest, she's going to be targish batzma. It's going to be with, it always comes with, a vest agav. The Magen Mishnah, he quotes, says, what's the makar to this? Our Mishnah. Umidivri Rabbein Nirish, Umifarish, a vest is the gufa, heim ha-mikrim ha-nimshachim achar, a vest ha-kavua b'yamim. The fish kachkos, the koydim shiove adam, mivola vestes elu, oy echamem shak, vula be investa. Uperk shtishi, because the time in Mishka Vamosha, Allahabab, Kosab, call each shesh the vest, targish ba atzma mefakes. Vusa, if she ain't can shnei vestes chalukim. There's no two vestes chalukim. A shamishna idea shabbe vesta kvua, boy in mikrim elu. Oy echamem, or one of them. The Mishnah is telling us that on the vest of Gvua, she's going to get either these or one of these. Mikrim, binafkamina, sheyesh lemudaliris, take of Shabbat mikrahu, viyesh lachashav, enechashash, shoshi regila le tyrus. It's all nafkamina for tyrus. Kid is not hosom on samfakimal and beis. Avol says the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah is in Periches Lachbeis Aleph Beis. Avol kol amefarshim shereisi divrayim pirshu shem shnei vestes chalukim, vesta yamim vevesta guf. Belo yamim yidum. There's vesta yamim. There's a vest aguf below yamim yidu. El ve'ez ba'a mikra v'amro shushava le'vest ha'yam le'inik v'yasei. She'inik v'al b'gim v'amr. She'inik v'ainin neka b'pachas b'gim v'amr. Then vest ha'yam. There's two types of vestes. As he goes on, explaining, "Koyin oladaitim zal sheish shnei mini vestes kviyas hamorkev hukach piyakav rosh chodesh v'rasa piyakav rosh chodesh v'rasa piyakav rosh chodesh v'rasa." Explains that the av vestes guf a pashut is piyak on different days. Now, the Magen Mishnah seems to be learning like that. Do we have to learn like that or not? In the Rambam, the Chofetz Bezalel over here quotes the Magen Mishnah, tells us that the Beis Yosef also quotes the Magen Mishnah. Avoloi bir Rav Magid eich yisparish the derech haramam divrei shasacha. How is he explain our Gemara? Shani hasam bevestis the yemi hacha vestis the gufa. Avoloi la haramam akol chad vestu. So one vest. He brings this Gemara down. The Tzar Chalayim LeDvarav, the Vade Hani Mikrim the Vesta Gov Nimshachem Acha Vesta Kavua. You have to say that a Vade these Mikrim of Vesta Gov go if the Vesta Kavua. Now I know Koyim Shiov Le Vesta is Tachzena Achas Me Mikrim Eila. Ulzekar Hashas Vesta is the Gufa. The Rambam is going to explain to us what Vesta is the Gufa, which is that whenever her vest kavuz and comes, she's going to get this mikra beforehand. Avol yeshna noshim shemagia lema vest is the yoimi. Bilti elu hamikriyim. Lezekar hashaz vest is the yoimi. And shutali rak biyom luchot. So he wants to learn in the Rambam, the Be'emes from our Gemara. Be'emes, there's two types of vestas. About the Rambam agrees that this idea of a vest, a yom alone. Not like the assumption that the Magen Mishnah seems to be making, saying it even in the Magen Mishnah, that about that there's a vest a yom and a vest a go. Just the vest a goof is linked with a yom, or is linked with a yom.
You're always going to see
it with the
vesta
guf, yeah, but you can have a vesta yoim without the vesta guf.
So there'll never be a vesta guf alone.
It somewhat sounds like that. It sounds like that from the lashon over there, which I never discussed the shittas of Rambam on that Taka drama. Okay, so according to the Rambam, it comes out like this. What the Gemara is saying is a chiddush like this, that the Gemara says, the Gemara Amud Beis says the Gemara Amud Beis speaks out that there's something, the Vesta is Achas, right? The Gemara says Vesta is Achas. Vesta is friend, the Vesta go. Frak the Rishayim, all the Rishayim is, where do you find the Chazaka one time? Where do you find the Chazaka one time? So like the Rambam, it comes out beautiful. Why? Because like the Rambam, it says follows. Vesta is Achas means, Be'emes, any Isha that has a vest, she's Targish Ba'atzma, she's Magesh Ba'atzma. This is the derech of the normal derech of a isha who has a vest is going to be targish ba'atzma. So therefore, if she's coming to be kaveya, if she's going to be kaveya for yomim without hargasha, she's being kaveya for the yomim alone. So then taka she'll need more than one to be kaveya there. But if it's a vest a guf, since this is the derech, like he stresses in both Rambams, this is the derech of Isha, so as soon as she gets that first time that vesta guf, that's enough for us, that achas, that's enough for us to be kaveh already for her, that she has a vesta guf for this. And I don't even need to go further. I already know that this is how her body works. She's bechlal all women that we see through our gosha with a vesta guf. So that's the sort of vestis achas. That since she doesn't need to be machzik at all, she doesn't have to be machzik at all. For her, it's taka enough once. So the Rishonim were asking, where do we find the chazaka with one time? Zok the Rambam, the sort of the din of vestis achas is that I don't need a chazaka. Because as long as she's seeing with Hargasha, she's memela b'chlal all women that see through Hargasha when they have a vest. So I could assume that this is her vest. But if she's just being kaveh for the yom alone, then taki she needs more than one. Then we have to work on chazakas. Two, three, whatever it may be. That's what will come out according to the Rambam.
Even though we don't pass like that, right?
But that's a hezbet to the Gemara based on the Rambam. You're right, we don't pass like that. But I'm just being mazvid the Gemara. What the Gemara means by vest is achas makes sense according to the Rambam. You're right, the Mishnah is chaylik on that braisa.
This mahal, these are all hargashas in addition to a regular hargasha?
Yeah, these are different. This vesta guf, not hargashas.
What's the name of bichayshis for the yoyim together with the vesta?
Right.
The Rambam doesn't talk
about Vesta Markov. Why doesn't he talk about Vesta Markov? That's right, that's what I'm coming to answer. I said I didn't speak about it on Dafir Aleph, but The Ram doesn't discuss Vesta Markov.
And Kvitzas isn't either?
What?
I'm saying Kvitzas and I was just trying to look it up. asking.
Okay, that's not so sure, because there was other Shem also who didn't hold of it with Mark of Ode, right?
No. Everyone held of at least
Mark of Ode. So then I'm not sure. Did you mention
it?
I'm
blanking right now.
What? Oh, because the tool of shyness. All right. So that we have to get back to that grah. Right. That we have to get back to that grah, where the grah is bothered with a question. Right. That's negated to the grah on the tool of shyness. And there with the Rambam we mentioned. Right. The Rambam seems to be passing on the Shabbos. Okay. The Gemara goes on. The Gemara says that Lasuye Isha Shabbos. Right? So Tosis over here says that Ochla Shum Virasa is not like a vest of kvitzes and should be conveyed the vest machmas the mice, even if it's not morkav with the yamin. Now the Ramah in Kuf Beites Sif Chav Gimel quotes this Tosis. He brings down the Das of Tosis, and the question over there is going to be: if she's not kaveyah, before she's kaveyah, she only saw her once. Are we chayshish for the vest like the vest Sheni Kavu or not? And that's what we'll see in the Sidur Tari Sif Katan Chav Aleph. More about that when we get there. Okay, I will try to finish up with more ha'aris here. Let's say we're holding. We're going to stop here. I'm going to try to finish up with more ha'aris. On to Sam Chadal Amr Aleph. Yeah, I'm not rushing, but that's. No, I don't. On the rest of the Gemara, I just spoke out more or less. Best is Achaz. I don't have so much over here. Really. You already holding on some of the Alamo?
No.
Soon, not tomorrow.
I was wondering how fast I
could go. Again, I'm not pushing you, just push the.